Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. It's Butter Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the
The Diva Squad,
they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about, what you holler about. Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Give it.
Yo, this is Deuce. And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things.
The Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad,
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Bear.
Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear. Buddy Bear.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
This is Kylie. On Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down a rock, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
Hey, 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 hey,
All right, welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have two of my fellow divas. Divas, you in the building?
In the building. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No. Yes. This your girl, Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better.
Hey, Miss Mo Better.
My angel is to bring the necessary. Just to bring the necessary. Peace, folks.
All right, bring it. All right, and Ray seems to be with us shortly. We are here. Welcome. Wednesday night, GQ Palace Radio is the place to be, 8 p.m. every single Wednesday. Just check us out. This is the adult, grown, and sexy starting there top show, and we are bringing you topics, interviews. We're bringing a little bit of any and everything every Wednesday night. So we're one of the shows that we have here on GQ Palace Radio, and we're excited and happy to be back. Diva, how you doing?
I can't complain. I can, but I won't. I will not complain. I'm doing good, you know. We halfway through the week, you know what I'm saying? Get over that hump day. Not that we are rushing the life or whatever, but we work for the weekend. We work to get to the weekend, you heard?
Yeah. Shoot, I will complain. My back is killing me.
I try not to touch that situation. I really did. I really tried not to touch that situation. Yeah,
I'm going to touch it.
I guess.
Yes. I'm going to touch it. My back is killing me. Like, I've never felt this type of pain before. Until now. When you do too much, sometimes it's like you'll get that pain. It's like, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's like you're getting in trouble for something.
Yep,
you know?
Yep. You start reprimanding yourself. Yeah, because you feel good. You feel good for the moment. Be like, all right, maybe I could do a little extra. And then guess what? Once you sit down and stop, you're like, I told you to sit down. That's how your back talks to you. For anybody out there that has back problems, that's what your back is saying. I told you to sit down. You know? Told you, sit your ass
let me
down
tell you.
5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Like, when I tell, so, you know what? I'm not going to complain too much, but I wanted to say that because I know there's somebody out there or multiple people out there that understand when I say back pain. Ooh, how?
You're preaching to the choir right now. Preaching to the choir, girl.
But you know what? I'm happy it's Wednesday. I'm happy it's hump day. And I'm just, but I'm excited to be among the land of the living.
Before,
you know what I'm saying?
Before we go any further, though, this March is actually Women's Month. So it's a shout-out to all the women out there. And what that means, what that Women's Month means, this is time for you to take care of yourself. As women, take care of yourself.
Okay.
Get your mammograms done, your pap smears, your yearly physicals. You know, take care of yourself mentally. Get yourself set up some meditation time, you know, because we know life becomes off balance a lot. Because as a woman, as a woman that I can attest to, we wear a lot of hats. Women wear a lot of hats, and I know part of this month is about women creators too. But as women, we wear a lot of hats. Yes, our men do too. Our men wear a lot of hats also. However, the vast majority is a woman that has a lot of hats to wear. So you have to take care of yourself. Get into the art of saying no to things. just to keep yourself balanced mentally. You know, so
that's
this
nice.
Month, dedicate, take some time for yourself. 1-2 minutes, if that's all you can, you know, come up with or whatever. Take care of yourself.
Right, right.
That's what this Women's Month is about. You know,
because
once you ain't no good,
yes.
You can't be no good for anybody else. You know, so.
Yes. You are right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
let me tell you, you are absolutely right, and thank you. Thank you. Ladies, it's March.
Yeah,
you heard the
that's
diva.
Why I'm here to help us remind each other, you know what I'm saying?
Do something
being
for
my brother's keepers.
Yep, do something for you. So
yep.
With that
yeah.
being said, and it's okay to do something for you. It's not selfish.
Right.
To say
right.
no and to allow yourself to do something for yourself versus for other people. It's not selfish.
Right, right.
Just put yourself
right,
first
right.
for once. Because a lot of people, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't put yourself
right.
first. You allow,
right.
you put other people before you, which causes you sometimes to lack and which causes you sometimes to fall short. So it's okay.
Hey, yes, you
think of you
know.
For once, you know.
You better know
think
it.
Of you. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and,
yes, yes,
and
yes.
Sometimes we have to look at things in a perspective, in a different perspective. You know, it's this. That's not just a point of view. When you say selfish, when you say selfish, being selfish is not always a bad thing. It's not always
right.
a bad thing. It's all it is reclaiming your time. So,
right.
you know, as long as I'm not taking from anybody else, what I have for me, I'm allowed to keep that. I have to keep
that's
some
right.
of it. That's if you want to call that selfish, then so be it. But
so be
you
it.
Have to keep some of that for yourself. I'm listen. I stand corrected. If I'm wrong, I stand corrected. Believe me. On,
right.
on anything that I come forth with, anything I say, I stand corrected if I am off base. Or if I state something that is wrong, I stand corrected.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not selfish is not always a bad thing. It's just it's reclaiming your time just to make sure you're balanced. I have to make
right.
sure I'm balanced, you know. And if I feel that I can't, if I don't have anything to give to anybody else, I'm going to have to remove my selfish would be saying and forcing people to deal with that. I
right.
Me taking back my time and knowing that I can't give, remove yourself. That's not being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's all that means, folks.
Absolutely.
You know,
I agree.
I'm all about the no, you know, the proper no.
That's right. So I want to, speaking of that, I do want to just real quick, ladies,
mm-hmm.
I do want to say congratulations to two special, you know, women in my life. We have Naisha, who received her associate's degree. She's focusing on being a nurse. That's her goal, so she's been working really hard.
Yes.
So
yes.
shout out to her.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to her. That's right. And then I wanna give a shout out to Starquasia, because those of you who don't know, she is an author. And she actually posted, I stole it, that's what we do. I did steal her post because she's an author, and her first book is My Grandparents Are Superheroes. And it is on Amazon now. So you guys can definitely check her out. Yeah, so definitely, you know, when you said Women's Month, I'm like, wow, like, you know, just giving them a shout out, you know, like two people who are like, who's focused, you know, they're grinding and they're grinding silently, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know.
That's okay.
People, you know, you don't have to like boast and brag to be doing something behind the scenes, and, you know.
That's right.
Like, I know, like, say, Starquasia, you know, she did do the lip balm, you know, for the baby. You know, so the baby does have her
right.
own lip balm. But Starquasia does,
right.
you know, she is focused on being an author, you know. So definitely, you know, sh- shout out to her, and I'm going to say shout out to her parents as well, you know, for,
blessing.
You know, definitely.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You know, like when something happens, you know, good, better, and different. It's like, wow, you know, like look at that. And when you look at someone, I say all of it to say, you know, and Angie, you know, too, even like, you know, when, I can't even say you when your baby girl, but when she graduated from college, it's like these are big accomplishments. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge them. You know what I'm saying? We want to acknowledge them, and we want to make sure that they know that we're proud of them and proud of us. You know?
That's right.
So definitely, you know, congratulations to both of them. And, you know, keep grinding. Keep grinding, you know. And we support you. We support you. We're your cheerleaders, and we're right here, you know.
Absolutely. And we are, supposed to, we should be our children's biggest cheerleaders, especially when they step further than you have at their age, you know. And this time of this you know, in this meta world that we're living in now, times are hard, you know.
That's right.
Because the competition now is so high, so it's like, all right, I gotta be. But my gem to them is just compete with nobody but you. Be a better you than you were yesterday. That's it. You ain't got to compete
right.
with nobody. But listen, whatever you put your mind to, go ahead and do it. But pass or fail. Pass or
that's
fail.
Right.
Do what you set out to do. You know what I mean? And it'll come to fruition. You know? But I
that's
am
right.
super
that's
proud.
Right.
Super proud.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like those moments of like, you know.
Yes.
Those are the moments,
celebrate
you know.
Those.
But definitely, you know.
Absolutely.
But just,
absolutely.
You know, shout out to them. That's all. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, that was, you know, the good news.
Yes.
And that's about, I mean, it's not Capricorn
good.
Season.
It's always
I'm
good
just saying.
To hear good news.
It's not Capricorn season. Just saying.
Whatever.
No, it's not Capricorn season, you know.
Yeah. Listen,
well, you know what? Oh, I'm so bad. I'm so bad. I'm sorry, Miss Roberta. I am so bad. It is not Capricorn season, but
no.
Cherise, my niece, birthday is this month. So happy birthday, Cherise. Yeah.
Happy birthday, beautiful. Yes, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something about her. She's such a sweet soul girl. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Young, I mean, excuse me, woman. She's a woman. She's not a girl. She's a
young
woman. Yes, like she's such a sweet woman. So, you know, happy birthday, Cherise. Only a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday to anybody that's out there celebrating a birthday this month. And, you know, turn up, you know. Act like it's your first birthday. Turn all the way up. on tonight, folks, again, we thank y'all for tuning in to us, chopping it up with us. And tonight, we have a topic tonight that I think is profound and needs to be put forth, you know. So a lot of confusion can be settled. You know, we have, and like I was saying, how the woman has, you know, wears a lot of hats. There's a lot of single mothers out here that are raising, that has male children, and that are raising boys trying to be men. However, it's been stated that, you know, us as women cannot teach a boy how to be a man. So the question tonight is, what does it really mean to be a man? Because I can't answer that question. My fellow divas can't answer that question. We need some clarity on what it is to really be a man. And is it an ego thing? Is it, what exactly is it to be a man? And what is, and as a man, what do you think is expected of you? show, folks. The number is 319-527-6761. So we need, when I went on my live, I was like, the male counterparts, I need my counterparts to get on and interact.
That's right, that's right. And don't forget that number to call. Just, you know, I'm hearing that. I heard the topic, and I'm like, I would love to try and give an answer, but, that we need the males.
Yeah.
We need the dons to call in. All right, so
yes,
tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that you definitely need to call GQ Palace Radio tonight with the Diva Squad. You know,
right.
Yes, you can call yourself, but we need you to be able to tell a friend to tell a friend, because this is a hot topic tonight. The number to call is 319-527-6761. 319-527-6761. Check us out.
Yes.
Call in. Press that one button.
So now, being that we don't have any dons on the line right now, I'm going to speak from a woman's standpoint.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of things that we do now, that we perform and how we move, we're culturally embedded. They were culturally instilled in us. So as a woman, when I was growing up younger, I was taught, you know, that normally the woman keeps the house, the woman keeps the children, you know, make sure everything inside the house and all of that stuff was ran properly. And we sit down with the children, do homework, all of that stuff. You know, as far as inside the house goes, you know. But, you know, in this day and age, you have women that are out in the working field just as much as the men are. So, you know, that's why I say when you speak about balance, the women still are handling everything inside the house and have to go out and work too. You know, and we just need to know, where does the man fit in all of this stuff? You know what I mean?
Right.
When the roles are somewhat equal. I'm not here to start any trouble. I'm not here to start any trouble with anybody. I'm not trying to start a gender war. I don't want anybody from the LMNOP community, LMNOP community shooting at me talking because of pronouns and all of that stuff. I know we're in a whole different time frame now where you have to be very selective and very careful by how you address people and things like that. But right now I'm speaking on as a male and a female. The answer that I'm looking for is from a male, because I share my space with a male. I don't share it with a them, they, or that, or whatever, however it is. And that's a disclaimer. I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just looking for clarity.
Right. Okay, so with that being said, we do have our first caller, who is a Don. Caller, are you there? No, we can't hear you. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, we can't hear.
I can't hear anybody. No.
Me neither. I can't hear you though. Well, maybe they'll call in or they'll get it right by the time, you know, we move. But
hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
We have a Don in the building. Welcome to GQ Palace Radio.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I heard the topic, and
okay,
how I feel about it is even though now, you know, you got a lot of men. Let me put it like this first of all. Me, as we, I mean, I'm a grown man. You can call me a thug. You can call me a gentleman thug. I don't care what you call me. But one thing I do, what my mother taught me, is you must learn how to cook, clean, wash clothes, iron, sew, do all that. Because you never know when you're going to be by yourself. Now,
okay.
I say that in fact because, you know, you got men out here that do all that. And they still the man. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes a real man to do all that stuff. You know, like you said, back in the days, the women used to do it, whatever. You know? If you're a man, when you first start doing it, you realize how hard it is. So I applaud all the women that does do that. You understand? And still do that. But sometimes you got to see it as a way of taking a load off the female when a man does that. Because now you got the woman that can work and a man can stay home and take care of the household.
That's a fact.
Now, if you going back in ancient history, then you got those knuckleheads that be like, yo, you doing this? You doing that? Oh, come on, man. You can't be. No.
Yeah, you saw.
I'm a grown man. I'm doing that. That's what I do. This is what I does. That's who I am. Now, all you want to do is talk because you're still going to be my man. We still gonna be doing, so all you really doing is talking. You understand? Like, my man, I knew him over 40 years. He can't boil an egg. As of today, he still can't boil an egg. He'll go to his mother house, or his girl, but he'll tell you in a minute, I can't cook. He'll tell you that in a minute. He'd buy food out all the time. So now it boils down to the fact of you saying, from a man's point of view, this is from a man's point of view. You still could be the man and do all those housework, just like Mr. Ma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, if you feel I'm wrong, then you feel me, yes.
No, you're on point because there are a lot of, you know, again, role reversals, quote-unquote role reversal going on as far as who is the breadwinner and who is the housekeeper. You know what I mean? That's just how society has been built. You know, women started getting into the professional field more, and you know, because like you said, back in the day, the father went out, he worked, he took care of the bills, made sure all the bills and stuff was covered, and the mother made sure the home was covered. You know,
exactly.
You know, like you said, now it's balanced out a lot more than it was. I'm not going to say just a lot more. But you just have, my thing is, like, you have a lot of people who's like, I'm a man, I'm a real man. What makes you a real, what's a real man or a real woman for that matter? You know, what's a fake, or maybe the question should be, what's a fake man? What's a fake woman? You know what I mean? So, because it's a lot of gender shooting now. There's a lot of people shooting at each other's gender. So I don't know whether to chalk it up to the internet where they see, you know, a lot of people, everybody wants to be internet famous now. You have a lot of these women getting their bodies readjusted and additives on there and stuff, and then you have men like Kevin Samuels shooting at that stuff.
I'm sorry, that's more better. Real quick, we do have a caller, another caller.
Okay.
Just want to bring them on real quick. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Like, this thing is bigger than John Coffey, man. You know what I mean? This is Fever. This is Cedric. You already know who I am, Diva. You know, but this topic is so big and it's unexplainable. How when women say, women can't teach a man how to be a man, and sometimes men can't teach a man how to be a man. I'm going to speak perfectly for myself. I was raised around a bunch of women. I had to teach myself how to be a man because it's natural. Just like women, it's natural to be a woman. But people, it's different scenarios of how it is. It's how you take everything, because everybody be like, well, I was raised this way, and I was raised that a man should cook clean and do all this and live for themselves. But what if you wasn't raised like that? You got some people whose family is on drugs, and you're not raised to be nothing. So how do you know? It's no explanation to raising somebody to be something. It's just an automatic thing of how the person takes it in perspective. Of like, all right, I know I'm a man, and I know this is where a man's supposed to shoot. Just like a woman. A woman's supposed to live this way. How do you tell somebody something else? Of how do you can raise a man to be a man? And you can't explain that. It's got to be natural, because a man is a man, a woman is a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I was raised by nothing but women. I had my father always, he moved, but he would always call me. But you cannot explain that to nobody. Everybody always asks that. How could a woman raise a man? You can't raise a man to be a man. Even men can't raise a man to be a man, because everybody's their each and own person. So everybody's going to go their own way. A man can only be a man the way he takes it. I might take it as know what being a man is. A man might be like, oh, I go sell drugs. I might shoot somebody. I might go be a lawyer. I might go be a judge. It's each everybody's own to be a man. So nobody can say you can raise a man because you got some people. I got a friend that I know who mother and father was on drugs, and he still raises man to be, he still raised himself to be a man. You know what I'm saying? He had two sisters that he had to raise, and he was only 15. They was 12 and 11. And he took the responsibility on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and nobody raised them because their family was out in the street. So how could anybody say how to raise a man to be a man? You can't. A man can only raise himself to be a man. A woman can raise herself to be a woman. There's no explanatory, because you got people that's born rich and they got a nanny in their house. They never see their mother or father. So it's no explanation of every man and every woman got to raise who?
All right, so everybody got their own train of thought. I hear what you're saying. Everybody has, you know, valid points, but what I am going to say is, I think it's your own interpretation of what it is, because you're saying like no one can say it. You know, yet people can say it, because unfortunately, there are some people who are raised without their parents, and you know, and their life may have been a little bit harder. But there also are some people who are raised by, whether it's a mother, a single mother by herself, or whether it's a father. But I feel like some of those things that are taught to our children in general, you know, if it comes from the woman, then guess what? It comes from the woman. If it comes from the man, then it comes from the man. But at the end of the day, I don't think that your statement of nobody can say that, you know, you can't teach a man how to be a man. I disagree with that. And it's your girl, Storm. I disagree.
Okay, so Storm, so what about this?
So wait a minute.
You got a dude that's raised, right? You got a dude that's raised by a mother and a father. And you're raised to be this way. And then you're really gay.
Okay.
But you was raised hold on a minute. I'm going somewhere with this. Take time out. You was raised Bible, man, woman. You was raised all of this stuff. But in you, it wasn't you. So it's hard to extinguish like of but you was raised mother, father, Bible, dinner, we sat down, we talked about this other stuff, but you really was gay. I've seen it. I have people in there have over. So that's why I say it's like you, people can be raised any type of way, but it's only on you.
Listen, real quick. This is why the question was, that's why we asked for Don.
Just hold on. All right, hold on. Let Miss Mobetta finish.
A woman can't teach a boy how to be a man. So the question is, what is the definition of a real man? What is really as you see it, what's expected to be of a real man? And so, I'm not talking about just cultural differences and different things like that, because that just that
okay.
that
you
just
know what?
Goes
I,
with cultural
I have to disagree with that.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. Miss. All right, guys. Just real quick. All right, Miss Mogetta, mm-hmm. Are you finished?
Yeah, go ahead.
Caller, you can go ahead.
Yes, I
you
disagree,
said you
with,
disagree
that.
With what?
You can't say a woman can't teach a young a boy how to be a man. I think I turned out to be a good damn man. I was raised by my mother. Because my stepfather, I can teach you just like this. You understand? So my mother is the one that raised me. You understand? Mm-hmm. She the one who taught me. And like I said, my aunt is the one who told me about the birds and the bees. You understand? Mm-hmm. My uncle is the one who taught me how to cook. You understand? My mama is the one who taught me how to cook. So I think it goes about how that woman is raised as well. You understand? So how to teach how to raise a man. Because you can't say now, oh, I don't think a male could raise a female on certain parts, because there's certain things that a female must know from a female. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We all don't know about, you know, excuse my friends, we all don't know about that period situation and all that goes on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's certain things that a man can't teach a female. But a female can teach a male. You understand? She can tell about the birds and the bees, about, you know, this is your penis, and this is what goes on, and this is what happens. You understand? When you go on the street, keep your eyes and ears open. Look around your surroundings. When you mess with a female, treat her like a female. Treat her like you would treat me. You would want somebody to treat me. You understand? It is things that a woman tells their son. You understand?
Yeah, and you know
when
what that's called? I'm
going to
give you...
You understand?
I'm going to give you the definition of that in one word, and it's called humility. It's called humility. And I say that again because I hear that a lot of times. A woman can't teach
but
it's
more
than
stability, it's responsibility, it's ethics,
right.
It's more than just that. What a woman can't teach a female. Teach a male.
All right, just one at a time though, guys. It's got to be one at a time so this way we can hear the complete sentence that the person is trying to say.
Right.
What was the word called, Ms. Mogetta? I'm sorry. Ms. Mogetta. Hello?
We're going to pause for a second. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring the other caller on.
Hello? How's everybody?
Hi. Good. How's everything?
It's Janine. How you ladies doing? And Don.
Hi, Janine. Peace, Janine. Welcome.
Doing good. Listen, I was going to be quiet tonight, but I had to jump in only because I hear the disconnect. And I think, like, that is a huge reason for all the misunderstanding that we have. The question is, what do you think is the role of a man? The question wasn't, how can a woman raise a man, or how will you raise? What do you think, as a man, your attributes are, or your contributions are, to your household? What's your role in the home? That was the question.
Right.
Okay, so that question wasn't responded.
Exactly.
If you would have listened when I first explained the question, it was responded. It was a response on what is a man. You understand?
Okay,
like
no.
Minute,
so you're not the only caller.
No. The question was, what's your role in the household?
I know how y'all diva squads work. Okay? I know how y'all diva squads work. Then my man, I know what you never done on the line. They're going to try to tag team us. I'm telling you, I know how they work.
No, we're
right,
not. No, we're
that.
Not.
Okay.
Okay. So let's try this again.
I know how they work.
Let's try this again. All right. So because we want to make sure that everybody understands what the topic is. Okay. We want everyone to understand what the topic is
and we need everyone to answer the topic for what the topic is.
Right. What
and,
is
and
the
you
role
can tell,
of
like,
the
everyone
man.
Has valid points, but let's answer the topic. Let's answer the topic.
Okay, okay.
That's
can
it.
You hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, that right there, you really can't explain what's the role of a topic of being a man, because everybody was raised differently. Some people were raised that, all right, a man's supposed to only work, the woman's supposed to not go out and work, they're supposed to be home, take care of the kids, look good for their man. Some men was raised, no, it's 50-50, everything. So you really can't say what's the role of a man, because we really don't know what the role of a man is, because can't nobody state what's the role of a man, because everybody's raised differently. So there's different topics of a role of a man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can tell you how I was raised. Then this person, this man, he can tell you how he was raised. This man can tell you how he was raised. So you can't say the role of a man is this, because you can't explain it. It's impossible to explain
okay.
it, because everybody
yes.
was raised differently of a role of a man.
Okay.
Unless you can tell
right.
me what the
so
role of a man
so
is.
Some roles of a man. Like
real quick. It's a girl storm.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, yeah, I'm in the car. But we have to understand something real quick, guys. The topic is what it is. So when you call in, your responsibility is to tell us what you feel about the topic. How were you raised? What when you
when
were
we
raised? Based, you know, the role
we just
of
both
the man
did that storm. We both tell you how we was raised, and both of us had different meanings of the raise. That's why I said this. You
want,
cannot
though.
Say
what
the role of a man
that's
is.
That's what we want. That's what we want. Because just like mm-hmm. you're only two of how many people in America? You know what I'm saying? How many men in America? You're only two,
but
we still want to know everyone's feedback on
okay,
it.
Okay, if you put 100 people in a room of men, and they all tell you how we was raised, I guarantee about 70 of them is everybody got different meanings of raised, because everybody's raised different.
No.
So this is hard to say.
No. Listen, real quick, how you were raised? That is cultural appropriation. Those have to do with culture. Those have to do with culture. So, yeah, you may have been raised by a woman or whatever in which you were taught, but like you said, you've grown up to be an individual. What do you
right.
believe your role as a man is?
Okay,
is
so
your
now
role
you're
stating the
difference.
Man?
Now you say the different because y'all. This is what y'all said. Though. This was confusing. This confusing. Y'all said a woman can't raise a man to be a man. What is the role of a man?
No.
What did you say?
Said.
Explain it to me. All right.
That's not what we said.
No. Y'all did say that. That's why I broke that down.
Thank you.
Y'all did say that.
Not for nothing. Real quick. Y'all not gonna come on here and try and make it seem like y'all don't understand and y'all can't listen and hear what the topic was. Both of
y'all
know what
the topic was.
So answer the question and stop trying to flip it to something else. Because Cedric, when you came on here, you
answered the question three and four times
already. That wasn't the topic. So I'm just saying.
I told you
so
about how I was raised. All right, so let's start here, Storm. Repeat everything that you said. Start off right now. Repeat it because me and him got the same response.
Right. Thank
okay,
you.
Now start
right,
it right
you.
Now and let's start
thank
from no no
right.
hold on a minute
so,
time out. Start right now. One of y'all repeat it and then we take it from there because I'm taking the same way.
Right,
I got it the
so,
same way as he got.
All
it.
Right. So just real quick.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank you in advance, Cedric, and
mm-hmm.
And Don
mm-hmm.
for giving us permission to ask the question that we've been asking since we started at 8:10. Okay, so
uh-huh.
Miss Mobetta will ask the question against Sadi, and we need everybody to put your listening ears on, so this way you can answer our topic on our show. Please, Miss Mobetta, can you give the question?
We're answering the topic on your show, but y'all not listening
okay,
to what
listen.
We responded.
You're not listening. Don, you're not listening.
I'm going to ask the question again. I'm going to ask the question again.
Thank you.
So we hopefully it's clear enough so you guys can understand where we come from. As a man, what do you believe as a man your role is in your household?
Okay.
Period.
Now.
Period.
Now we're gonna get to like we said. My role is and his role is everybody's role is different. You know what I'm saying? My role
you speak for you. You can't speak for him.
That's
you
what.
For
but
yourself.
But that's not what you said
speak
at first.
For him. Speak for
all right.
Yourself.
Go ahead. All right.
That is not what was said at first. Right, but go ahead. You want to go or you want me to go? You want me to go?
No, go ahead. You go. Because I'm more
okay.
Probably. Right.
My role in my household. Okay, it's just now. Let's make sure we getting this right. Okay, you want to know what is the man's role in the house?
Feel like being in high school.
Am I right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My role in my household is to take care of my home. We be responsible for everything that a man's supposed to do. That is my role: to pay the bills, to cook, to clean, to take care of my kids, to keep my house in proper order, to show my kids the responsibilities and a way of life. Treat my wife like the woman and the queen she deserves to be treated. Anything else?
Okay. Was that hard? Thank you. That wasn't what was said.
That definitely wasn't what was said. Y'all could have said each man should have an individual. Let us know individually of what.
Miss Novetta, real quick. So from now on, since we have two Dons on the show that clearly did not listen to the topic, every caller that calls in, one of the hosts of the show will ask the question. So it's the complete sentence for this way each person can hear. Because we've been saying the same topic since we started before both of y'all called on here.
Y'all need to go to the archives after the question.
Y'all should go to the archives after the show.
Time is of the essence.
Can we go to the next caller, please? Thank you. Next caller, give your feedback. Thank you. Okay, Cedric.
It's too hostile right now. I'll just wait. We got another call. Let's call
in. Yeah, I feel you.
I definitely feel you right there.
It's too hostile.
Next caller.
It is.
We'll go. Okay. Next caller. Next caller. Janine, are you still on?
Good show. Good topic. That's it.
Yes. Very.
Yeah, I'm still here. So let me just say unequivocally, I know what the topic is. I know that it's about what a man's role is, but I can say, first of all, unequivocally, what I feel my role is as a woman in the house, my role is to be a helpmeet, period. Period. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying my role. I don't have to think and figure out. I'm going to tell you straight out, because I'm very confident in knowing what my role is. My role is to help my husband. My role is not to be the head of the household. My role is not to pay the bills. My role is to help my husband be the best that he can be for this house.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And for all the callers that are on tonight, if you would just pay attention, there's no real right or wrong. If you're paying attention, it's not to be right or wrong because everybody does have different circumstances. Everybody has different upbringings. Everybody has different instances. So it's no real right or wrong on this. There's, again, point of view, and then there's perspective. So that's why the question was even brought up. That's why it was even brought up. And you know what a lot of people fail at is because they fail to identify where they are. They fail to identify who they are. Identity is major. It's major.
That's a personal question. The question that you ask, it's personal.
It's how you feel.
Very personal.
Exactly.
That's very personal. Because like I said
that's
in the beginning, everybody is raised different. So you can't really ask what's the role of a man. Everybody got a personal role. And I said that. Before y'all cut me off. Because y'all like to slice and dice, like y'all cutting cranberry. Y'all like slice and dice before you hear.
Thank you.
Everybody got a personal role of how they was raised. So this is, I said this again, I'm going to quote it, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going somewhere with this. that everybody got their own personal quote of what a man is or what a man's role is, because everybody was raised differently. So
that's why,
so nobody can be mad, nobody can say nothing, because it was directed that way. So this is a topic that, like, you need 20 different men to come in and say what their role is, and then you can sum it down of a little bit of what the role is. Just two men on here saying that we can't win with y'all.
Right.
We can't win with y'all because everybody got their own thing. I love y'all. Y'all can curse me out. Storm.
Hold on.
Y'all can curse me out.
We're not trying to sum it down, though. We're not trying to sum it down. We're not trying to sum nothing down in any kind of way. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, when we give a topic, you know what I'm saying? It's like we need everybody to understand. Like when we give a topic, we can go any which way we want to with the topic. We can do other topics. We can let y'all just go want to do other things. But our topic is what our topic is. And the question was, what's your role? It wasn't how you were raised as a man or who taught you how to be a man. The question was, what's your role? Not when you were 15, that when you are the age you are right now, what's your role?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's answer is always going to be different because everybody's household is different. And that's what we want.
Right. Okay.
We don't want to sum it up in any kind of way or sum it down.
Yeah.
We want to know. What's
we're not
your
trying
role?
To change
what do you feel
okay.
the role?
Okay. I want to apologize because... as I heard you say is what the role of a man is. I didn't hear you say what's your role of a man. I heard
exactly.
when I was listening that I thought I heard and that you said what is the role of a man? You said what is the role of a man? I can't tell you what is the role of a man. I can only tell you what's the role of me being a man. But
right.
as I got it in the beginning, that's why I apologize. I might have took it wrong. As I thought that you said, it can't be the same thing because you said, what's the role of a man? Every man got different roles of being a man. If you said, what's your personally role of being a man? Because you cannot say that.
Y'all
said, what is the role of a man?
To answer. So you can answer for yourself. You're like, listen, I can't speak for nobody else, but as far as I go. I can't speak for nobody else, but as far as I go. So it's the general question.
But
it
you know what? Can I say something?
General.
I'm pretty.
Hold on.
I'm pretty
hold,
sure
hold on,
y'all
John,
have
hold
archives.
On. My husband is speaking. My husband is speaking, please. Y'all have this one better. It's a general question, yet personal. So when you hear it generally asked, you can still only answer for yourself. And that's how, listen, I can't speak for nobody else but me. You know what I'm saying? So that's all.
Right.
All that. The question, it didn't change. It didn't change. It didn't change its validity. Nothing was changed about the question. It's been what it's been from the start of the show. And we're not trying to change your answer. We're not trying to change your answer to this. Because, again, there's no right or wrong answer because everybody does have different instances. Everybody has different subjects. That's it. That's why we open the forum to get clarity, to get different insights and stuff like that. But either way, I still can't answer from a man's perspective. I can't answer from a man's point of view either.
Right. So with that being said,
I'm
going to
say,
good
night.
For those of you,
good night.
Okay, good night.
And
so for those of you
y'all
who are listening
archive,
to the show,
y'all should listen to your archive.
I'm like mid sentence, but okay. Thanks, Don. Have a good night. So with that being said, it's when we're talking on the show, it's everybody gets their feedback on the topic. It's good, bad, or indifferent. There's no right or wrong answer. You know what I'm saying? It's how you feel. So this topic was for the men. It wasn't for the female. So we can tell you what we think, but guess what? We're not a man. You know, that's why we wanted to know from you guys. What do you think about it? So with that being said, though, time is of the essence. Everybody pretty much went around and gave their feedback on the topic already, as it is. So Ms. Nobetta, you want to give your final thought on the topic?
Indeed. Again, I'm stuck on identity. I am, at the end of the day, male or female, when you're raising children, you have to teach them humility. You have to teach them how to be a human before they be anything else, whether it's male or female. Interim will teach them how to treat others. So it does, again, it doesn't matter. And especially now, like I said, we're living in a world where people are identified as pronouns, you know, so, you know, just have to be mindful of this thing and know yourself, know who you are, know where you stand before taking on anything, know where I stand, know what I have available to give out. That's it. If something ain't right for you or whatever, you know, change it. Remove yourself. Do whatever you need to do. So, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and you'll get a shoe off. So,
we do.
My final thought. Yep. Go ahead, Ms. Loretta. Yeah.
No, and I was going to say we appreciate the callers and the listeners tonight. You know, it was a great topic.
Absolutely.
And it did what it was supposed to do.
Right, pretty much. So, this
can I get my final word right
quick,
Storm?
Go ahead.
All right. Now, ladies, this is a deep topic. And I want you all to reach out to me and bring this topic up again. And I will have at least 10 different men that will go on the line so we can, you know what I'm saying? Because this is something that we all need to learn. Not just me, not just you, everybody. But y'all let me know ahead of time, and I will make sure I got 10 different men that will speak out. So, you know what I'm saying? And let y'all women know because only two of us. You know what I mean? Everybody got the different things. But y'all let me know ahead of time, and I will make it happen where we got 10 different men, and then we can all get some type of, you know, identity of what it's supposed to be besides just the women. Can y'all do that for me?
Yeah, so check this out real quick. Miss Noveta, a little premature,
okay,
but I'll throw it out there anyway. Next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m.,
mm-hmm,
have your 10 men.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do our link, we're going to put the topic in our link for everybody. You have your people call in, and we'll talk about this topic in the next week. Cool?
Bet. That's cool.
All right, cool. Right. So this is Girl Storm. Like I said, my final thought is tonight's show is a good show. Me personally, I can't tell you the role of the man. I can only tell you the role of the team, you know, the woman, because that's who I am. You know, but I'm going to say no matter what your role is, it has to agree with each other regardless. If we're in this together, then that means that both of us have to know what both of our roles are in the relationship, in the marriage. We need to know what it is, point blank and period. I think that we have to make sure that we remain humble as we express ourselves for each person to understand what those roles are, because they may be different. Their roles are definitely going to be different, and some things might have to be tweaked because this is 2023, you know, and we're not in 1950. You know, the roles may be different, and we just have to come together on one accord with your spouse, your mate, whoever that is, and be able to have this conversation. So we are going to resume this conversation next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Check us out. When we do the link, we'll make sure that we put the topic in the link for everyone to see. And I'm excited to see who calls in, what they got to say, and make sure we stick to the topic that we have.
I'm excited, too.
So with that being said, we do have a show on Friday, at 7 p.m. Here on GQ Palace Radio. It's 11 Entertainment with your host, Rich Money and Storm. So it's the same number. Check us out, and we'll be there at 7 p.m. With that being said, have a blessed safety. God bless to all.
One woman just to lift me up,
oh yeah.
And I got at least now one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, baby you can leave, yeah, but I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Me, Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call TT. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. One thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down, one woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, to think our life gon' keep on rolling.